Back from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Talk to me about terms of trade. Where are we at? Are things still earning us plenty of dough? Are we still doing okay?
Yeah, looking good, actually. But it's probably the implications of that and some other recent data on growth that I want to talk about. Yes, it's interesting. When you're up in Asia or been for the last few days, you know, there's a lot of concern about, you know, what the impact's going to be on the economy of these trade disputes at the moment. So it's fair to say there's a bit of focus coming on this back at home in New Zealand as well, because we're looking at first quarter GDP is due for release next week. I think it's around the 20th we get our first quarter growth figures. So, you know, how much are we slowing? How much are these offshore impacts coming on New Zealand? What's the potential impact going to be on government revenue? So in the last few days, we've actually had quite a bit more input into the figures that go into those GDP forecasts. Yesterday saw the release of wholesale trade numbers for the first quarter. Now, sales were up, wholesale sales were up, and that's after a slight fall in the December 2018 quarter. So seasonally adjusted total sales value for wholesale trade rose 0.7%. That was after a 0.2% fall in the last quarter of 2018. Four of the six wholesaling industries had rises. But actually, Mike, if I just recap a couple of other numbers from last week, building work put in place released by Stats New Zealand on Friday, that data series was very robust and much stronger than expected. Terms of trade numbers were out last week as well. That was also slightly better than expected. So what we're seeing is a lot of the local economists, they're reaching for the older raises there, and they're redoing their first quarter growth estimates. Good. And I'll update you those closer to the date. But Mike, it's the risk is now to the upside on those. So they're actually starting to see slightly higher expectations of first quarter growth. So it could be a nice little surprise there for the finance minister. I mean, he had some really robust tax takes figures last week as well. So a bit of a lift in tax revenue and some upside to GDP could be good news for them, Mike.
Yeah, good. I hope so. He had $2.5 billion there he wasn't expecting, which he needs, of course. Now, offshore, how we handle Mexico? Are we happy about Mexico?
Well, it looks like it today, actually. And, you know, we've just a sea of green across my screens this morning. And global share market is looking pretty good. So we're seeing what we're seeing, Mike, this increasing use of the US administration using trade as a sort of tool to put pressure on external governments. And increasingly, I think, Mike, we have to look at what's actually enacted, not what's threatened, because it's very much a sort of negotiating, and some would say very much a bullying tactic. But so we had these proposed tariffs on Mexican imports. Again, there was a political motive behind that, because the Trump administration wanted the Mexican government to actually make some material progress in slowing the flow of illegal immigrants. So, and they're a big trade partner, Mike, of the US is Mexico. Well, the trade tariffs are off, and we've had a shift in the sort of market perception of the Fed as well. So we've seen a strong bounce back in global share markets. Further tweets over the weekend, Mike, and that sentiment has flowed through into the share market. Seen a nice bounce, actually. NASDAQ up over 1%, and at one stage, the S&P 500 was up 0.75% as well. So Trump's also, Mike, over the weekend. I've always pointed out to people, when you look at the difference between the US and China, one advantage China has in terms of policy response is their ability to very swiftly manage all the levers in their economic and monetary policy, because, well, of the it's not a democracy. Yeah. Well, Trump's had a bit of a shot across the bow as well. He said that the Fed doesn't listen to him, that Xi Jinping is actually the head of the Fed in China, and that pointing out the devaluation of the Chinese currency is softening the impact of tariffs, so that's probably helped as well. But never a dull moment, Mike.
This is true. By the way, speaking of New York, this copter crash is just north of Times Square, 7th Avenue at the moment, so we're just keeping an eye on that. What are the numbers?
Yeah, just as we look at it, and maybe that I suspect you might see a little bit of volatility with some sort of an action like that. Well, the markets just figure out what's going on. 26,068 on the Dow, up 84. The S&P 500, 2889, up 16. And the NASDAQ, 7824, up 82. FTSE 100, 7375. They were up 44. That's about 0.6%. The Nikkei gained 1.2%, 21134. Shanghai Composite up 0.86%, 2852. The ASX 200, they gained 61 yesterday, 6443. They were up almost 1%, but we didn't join in the global party yesterday, Mike. We were down 20 points, 0.2%, 10,027. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar's a little bit weaker this morning, actually, 0.6608 against the US, 0.9495 Aussie, 0.5840 euro, 0.5205 pounds, 71.70 yen. Gold is trading at $1,327.10. And Brent crude, $62.99.
Yeah, but good one. Good to have you back, mate. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.